Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl after this.
McDonald's sausage biscuit sandwich is so awesome. It's a sizzling sausage patty snuggled inside a fluffy, flaky biscuit and all for only $1. The best part? It's made by local Oklahoma companies, which helps keep my fellow Oklahomans busy working. And that puts money back into our local economy. This is a breakfast I can feel good about all the way down to the last bite. I might just have to have another.
Get a delectable sausage biscuit sandwich served up every day on McDonald's Dollar Menu. Serve during breakfast hours only at participating McDonald's.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is looking for a few fans to enjoy the Bedlam football experience December 3rd in Stillwater. Stop by your county Farm Bureau office and learn about Oklahoma Farm Bureau's membership benefits. And while you're there, enter to win tickets and hospitality to this year's Bedlam football matchup. You could also have a shot at cash and other Bedlam prizes. The giveaway ends October 31st, so get to your local county Farm Bureau office today. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is the proud sponsor of the Bedlam Series.
In the last couple of weeks, we've had cash cattle prices just above the $120 a hundredweight level. According to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, pretty good that we were able to hold steady to slightly stronger this last week.
It was last week, you know, the market, having put $5 or so on the market a week earlier, was able to hold on to that, which is actually a pretty good sign. In terms of calling it steady, is really a sign that this market has fairly solid footing to be able to hold on to that level. Certainly helped last week with a little bit of relief on the grain side in terms of potential feed costs going forward. We're still operating to some extent off the heels of that fairly bullish-looking cattle on feed report as well. So there were a number of positive factors that helped support this market.
Earlier this year, some big numbers of cattle being placed into feedlots on a monthly basis, and some folks fear that we could have some bunching of cattle being marketed here in the latter days of 2011. Dr. Peel says at this point he doesn't see any evidence of that necessarily happening.
We have had a lot of lightweight placements, and there is some concern, and certainly you can point to some potential bunching of cattle in the last part of this year and into the first part of next year. There's a couple things to keep in mind. One is when you place cattle so light, you have an awful long time to spread them out, and so there's many reasons from a production standpoint why they may not be as bunched at the end as they were going in. Second one is we're going into wintertime, and winter weather has a way of spreading out cattle as we get into somewhat adverse conditions. And then finally, it's going to depend on the placements here in the last part of the year of more normal heavyweight kind of cattle relative to those lighter weight cattle that are already there. So I think at this point, it's wrong to be terribly concerned about serious bunching of cattle.
And of course, the big placements of 2011, by and large, can be traced back to heavy drought conditions, exceptional drought in Texas and in Oklahoma, where so many cattle had to leave the ranch early and go to those feedlots because they simply ran out of forage to be able to put any additional pounds on them.
I think we've seen probably the majority of it from a feeder cattle standpoint. At this point in the year, the cattle that we're going to see, they may still be moving out because of dry conditions, but it's the time of the year when they would normally be moving anyway. The weights are going to be a little more typical. And so I think we'll have a little bit more normal kind of distribution of both weights and numbers of placements as we go forward. We do expect placements to fall here in the last part of the year because we did move an awful lot of cattle earlier than expected.
Extension livestock market economist from Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2011 National FFA Convention is just around the corner, and this year's going to be special as Oklahoma native son Riley Pageant of Woodward serves as National FFA president. Coverage of the National Convention is being made possible by support from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. And our reports will be seen on TV, heard on radio, and available on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, by clicking on the blue-green Gazette graphic found on the right-hand column of any page. Coverage on Facebook and Twitter, too, from this year's National FFA Convention. Previous Beef Buzzes up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.